This is a story that I don't really get to tell during the school day. It's called The Little Boy with Really, 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 Really Bad Manners. Once upon a time, there was a little boy with really, 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 really bad manners. I mean, this kid was disgusting. He never washed his hands. When he sneezed, he would wipe it on his arm, and sometimes he would lick it. He had a favorite song. It went like this. I got a booger in my nose, in my nose. I got a booger in my nose, in my nose. I got a booger in my nose, 'cause that's where booger grows. I got a booger in my nose, in my nose. I got a booger on my finger, on my finger. I got a booger on my finger, on my finger. I got a booger on my finger. It is a real humdinger. Got a booger on my finger, on my finger. I got a booger on my lips, on my lips. I got a booger on my lips, on my lips. I got a booger on my lips. It tastes like fish and chips. I got a booger on my lips, on my lips. I got a booger in my tummy, in my tummy. I got a booger in my tummy, in my tummy. I got a booger in my tummy. It tasted mighty yummy. Got a booger in my tummy, yum, yum. Yeah, he was gross. And one day his mom was at home and the phone rang. Hello? Oh, hi, Mrs. Wizard. Welcome to the neighborhood. Yeah, I was going to get into, what? Oh, you want to invite us for dinner? That is so nice. No, we can't do that. No, no, not tomorrow. No, not next week. No, no. No, it's not you. It's my son. Yeah, no, he's got a problem. Yeah, he's got really, really, really bad manners. No, I mean, he's disgusting. No, we've been banned from McDonald's. That's how bad it is. You don't care? Okay, fine. Yeah, we'll see you tonight. Bye. Click. So that evening, the boy and his sister and his parents got in the car and they drove around the corner. It wasn't very far to the wizard's house. And they got there. Mr. Wizard was standing outside. He was kind of wearing a weird looking outfit. He had a big long robe and a tall pointy hat. Now the boy wasn't paying close attention. He didn't wait to be invited into the house. He just ran right in the front door, right into the dining room and said, "Where's dinner?" And it was already on the table. It was his favorite ever, spaghetti, meatballs, and meat sauce. He didn't wait to be invited to sit down. He didn't wait to wash his hands. He didn't wait for anyone else. He just grabbed a plate, reached his hand right into the spaghetti, picked up a big handful of spaghetti. Ow, that's hot. Dropped it on his plate. Picked up a meatball. Ow, that's hot. Dropped it on top. Picked up a big slurp of sauce with his hand. Ow, that's really hot. Dropped it on top and shoved his face right into the food. Noodles were flying. His parents had their jaws open. His sister was shaking her head. The wizards couldn't believe what they were seeing. He scarfed it all down, wiped his hands on his shirt, and said, "Where's dessert?" And then he saw it. It was already out. His favorite dessert, chocolate cake and ice cream. He didn't clear his plate, didn't wait to be asked. He just ran over and he didn't use the cutting utensil. He'd been studying karate. He took his hand, his filthy, disgusting hand, and he chopped a big piece of cake. He put it right on his other hand. He reached into the ice cream. Ooh, that's cold. Put the ice cream on top and shoved his face right into the chocolate cake and ice cream. Now, he didn't notice. Nobody else noticed. Mr. Wizard reached up his sleeve and pulled out a magical wand and said, "Unga, Munga, Bunga, Pew." When the dinner was over, his parents thanked the wizards, and they all went outside, and they got in a car, and his dad put the car into gear, and the car drove off, and the little boy fell right out of the car, right onto the road. Boom! Ow! Hey, Mom! Dad! Where are you going? Wait for me! And they drove off. They just left him there. He ran after the car. Fortunately, it wasn't very far to his house, and he knew his way home. He got to the house. The car was in the driveway. The door was shut. He was pretty mad. He decided he was going to do that. You know that thing where you go and you ring the doorbell really, really hard? Stuck his finger in the door. His finger was going right through the doorbell. Well, he decided he was going to bang on the door really hard. He took his hand and he started banging on. Vroom, huh? Vroom, huh? His hand went right through the door. Whoa. He decided to try something, and he walked right through the door. Oh, that is weird. He went into the kitchen. His mom was standing there. He said, Mom, why did you just drive off like that? You just left me there. I could call child services on you. His mother walked right through him. This is so weird. He went upstairs to lie down in his bed. He and his sister shared a room. They had bunk beds. He was on the bottom and she was on top. And she was lying in his bed. Get out of my bed. Get out of my bed. I'm going to jump right on top of you. He jumped up on top of her. He fell right through his sister, right through the bed, and boom, landed on the floor where he fell asleep. The next morning he woke up. What am I doing on the floor? He went downstairs. He sat down at the kitchen table. He said, Mom! I'm hungry. Give me some breakfast. His mother completely ignored him. He went over to his mother and said, Mom, I'm hungry. Give me some breakfast. She walked right through him again. Oh, God, stop doing that. His sister had a big bowl of Rice Krispies and milk. It looked really, really good. So he went over. He reached his hand into her bowl, took a big slurp of Rice Krispies milk. Now, his sister was watching in amazement as the Rice Krispies floated up out of the bowl and vanished in midair. Mom, could I have some eggs for breakfast this morning, please? Wow, you're really hungry, aren't you? But then it was time to go to school, and his mother gave his sister her lunch bag, and she ran off. He said, Mom, where's my lunch? I gotta go to school, Mom, where's my lunch? She walked right through him and said, stop doing that! He ran out to the school bus and got on the school bus. He sat down on the bench, and the bus took off, and he fell right out of the bus, landed right on the road. Boom! Ow! Hey, come on! I gotta go to school! I gotta go to school! I don't have to go to school. 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 He started dancing and walking down the street. I don't have to go to school. He started walking through town. It was a beautiful day. There wasn't any snow like today. He was walking around. I don't have to go to school. He saw this woman sitting on a bus stop. She was unwrapping a breakfast sandwich. And this little girl, this dirty little girl, came over, leaned over, and just as the woman was picking up the breakfast sandwich to take a bite, the girl leaned over and took a big bite out of the woman's breakfast sandwich. Chomp. Chomp. Now the woman saw these two bites of her sandwich just vanish in midair. She screamed, ah! She dropped the sandwich on the floor. She went running off. The girl got down on the ground. She picked the sandwich up. She wiped it on her shirt, and she started to eat it. The boy was like, oh, that is disgusting. The girl said, no, it doesn't. It's really good. It was only on the ground for 2 seconds. You got the 5-second rule. Yeah, I don't know if that's a real thing. Hey, wait a second, the girl said. Can you see me? Yeah. Can you see me? Yeah. Isn't this awesome? I don't have to go to school. I don't have to go to bed. I can stay up as late as I want. I can eat whatever I want. Nobody tells me what to do. Hey, you want to hang out? Maybe not now, the boy said. And he wandered around all day. He got to his house. He walked through the front door. His mom was in the kitchen. What? Oh, hi, Mrs. Wizard. Yeah, no, that dinner last night was really, really lovely. You want to have us come over for dinner again? Are you sure? Oh, yeah, anything not to cook. Okay, well, I'll see you tonight. Bye. Click. When it was dinner time, he didn't bother getting in the car. He just walked over to the wizard's house. He got there just about the same time his parents were there. Mr. Wizard was standing at the door. He said, excuse me, Mr. Wizard, can I come inside? Mr. Wizard just let him walk right in. He walked into the dining room, and there, There was his favorite food, two nights in a row, spaghetti, meatballs, and meat sauce. He was about to reach out. Mrs. Wizard said, wash your hands. When he went into the bathroom and he washed his hands, he was about to reach out. Use the serving utensils. Serve everyone else first. And so one by one, he filled the plates with spaghetti and meatballs and meat sauce, and he carried it around the table, and he put it in front of each person. Now, his parents were watching in amazement as these plates filled themselves with spaghetti and meatballs and meat sauce and floated around the table. Wow, his dad said, that's a really cool trick. Yes, I know, I've been working on it for quite some time, said Mr. Wizard. At last, it was the little boy's turn. He was about, use a fork. Twirl your pasta. So he picked up a fork and a spoon and he started to twirl the pasta. He lifted it up, don't slurp. And all of a sudden, the spaghetti was floating up into the air and vanishing in midair. When he was all done, he looked around for dessert. Clear the table first, serve everyone else first. And one by one, all the plates floated up off the table and put themselves in the dishwasher. And then one by one, use the knife, use the ice cream scoop. One by one, pieces of cake were cut, ice cream put on it, floated around the table. Put your napkin on your lap and use your fork. Now, nobody noticed when Mr. Wizard reached up his sleeve and pulled out his magical wand and said, Unga, Munga, Bunga, Pew. The little boy was just finishing his cake. He took his napkin, he wiped his face. He said, Mr. and Mrs. Wizard, that was the most delicious dinner and the most delicious ice cream and cake. His mother looked at him and said, wow, you are being really, you are filthy. Where have you been all day? Listen, we got to take him home. Thank you very much for dinner, Mr. and Mrs. Wizard, the boy said. I'll see you guys later. And the boy walked out and he started to walk home. His dad was like, get in the car. Would you get in the car? He got in the car and he didn't fall out this time. And they went to the house and he started to walk inside. But he waited outside until everybody else had gone in the house. No, I'll be right in, he told him. He waited until the door was shut and he walked up to the door and boom, ow, that hurt. He opened the door. He walked inside. He took a bath. He went to bed. His sister was up in her bunk and he slept in his bunk. The next morning he got up. He went downstairs. He said, excuse me, Mom, could I have some Rice Krispies and milk, please? His mother looked at him and said, are you feeling all right? She put her hand on his forehead. Yes, Mom, I'll be happy to clear my plate when I'm done. Are you sure you don't have a fever? I'm fine, Mother. Listen, thank you very much for breakfast. It was really delicious. Thank you for my lunch. I have to go to school now. He got on the bus. He went to school. And from that day on, he was no longer known as the boy with really, 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 really bad manners, but as the little boy with pretty good manners. The end. Thank you. All right. So let's get sillier.